Let's take a minute to consider how safe the drugs are that millions of people take for heartburn and indigestion. There's mounting evidence they're riskier than anyone thought. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein explores the benefits and risks of these wildly popular heartburn medications.
When Marcella Lafayette started having really bad heartburn, she went to her doctor to see if there was anything that might help.
I was experiencing a lot of chest pain, back pain caused from heartburn. So I was diagnosed with GERD.
GERD, which stands for gastroesophageal reflux disorder. It's a fancy name for really bad heartburn. So her doctor prescribed a drug called a PPI. That stands for proton pump inhibitor. There's a bunch of them out there, Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, and it worked. But then she started having other problems.
Muscle weakness, leg cramping, restless leg syndrome, which are all classic magnesium deficiency symptoms.
Turns out PPIs can cause deficiencies of magnesium and other nutrients, and that's just for starters. The list of possible side effects keeps getting longer and longer. So Lafayette has been trying to get off hers, but every time she tries, her heartburn comes back, way worse than ever.
I can't seem to get off the drug because when I do, I experience severe stomach pain. I can't eat anything without experiencing stomach pain. It just feels like you got a knife in your gut. It's just really painful.
That happens a lot. People get kind of addicted to PPIs, so their heartburn goes crazy when they try to quit. Experiences like Lafayette's are making doctors increasingly uneasy about these drugs.
The teaching for many years was that these drugs were quite safe.
John Clark is a gastroenterologist at Johns Hopkins.
There is data that's emerging that suggests that PPIs might not be as safe as we think they are.
PPIs work by blocking production of stomach acid, but that appears to leave people vulnerable to infections, food poisoning like salmonella, a nasty, sometimes even life-threatening digestive system infection called Clostridium difficile, maybe even pneumonia.
There does appear to be more infections if you take a PPI.
Stomach acid also helps digest food. So if you don't have any, that can make it hard to get the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients you need from your food, including nutrients that keep bones strong and prevent fractures. And that's not all. One recent study suggested people who take PPIs are at risk for heart disease. Another raised a red flag about chronic kidney disease.
I think it's imperative that people who take these drugs really make sure that they are looking at the risk versus benefit and people don't use these drugs lightly.
Lots of people take them when they don't really need them and stay on them too long. Many could get rid of their heartburn by losing weight, eating better, and cutting back on things like alcohol, caffeine, and spicy and fatty foods.
And there is a thought that stress can increase esophageal sensation, and so minimizing stress as much as possible can certainly help reduce symptoms.
The companies that make PPI say they're safe for most people if they use them the way they're supposed to. And many doctors say a lot of people really need to take them. They may even reduce the risk for esophageal cancer for some people. Kenneth DeVault is president of the American College of Gastroenterology.
Proton pump inhibitors do have some very positive benefits to patients. They relieve symptoms better than any other medication that has ever been developed. Really, the most important positive effect of proton pump inhibitors is restoration of a quality of life. This is probably the big one.
So DeVault and other experts say if someone really needs one, they should take it. Just try everything else first. Keep an eye out for any side effects and don't stay on it too long. Rob Stein, NPR News.